I'm Cindy Temi.
I'm Gracie May.
I'm Ola Aweya.
And we are
Fromies,
your favorite Afropop podcast.
Oh, crap.
So, guys, if you don't know what has been going on over the last week or so, Candice Braithwaite, Rochelle, actually, let's do it in order. So, Rochelle announced that she was going to be leading in on an investigative documentary to find out about the deaths in number of deaths of Black women during childbirth and the like. So she put out a post, hey gang, and shared that she was going to be doing X, Y, Z. So that's what she did.
It was the gang for me, but then I realized she says that term in all her posts, but yeah, carry on.
So then later Candice then shared that actually she had been in the running to be doing a documentary also for the same topic, but what wasn't clear when she shared it was that there were actually two production companies, and so she had been dropped. She then shared a post which I would quote the beginning of the post, saying that the producer of the other documentary has essentially asked me to clarify. She then clarified that there were two production companies. One of them, basically the production company that she wasn't with, had actually thought about it first and gone through the proceedings first. So Rochelle Humes was going to be the person who led on that. And as a result, they weren't going to be taking it forward. So she was unfortunately dropped. She asked if she could be part of it, co-present, so on and so forth. They said no, but you're welcome to comment as part of the documentary. She also shared that one of the points that was made was that she never would have been chosen for that documentary, because the reality of it is that they wanted someone that was far away from the topic so that they could show genuine surprise as they
discovery.
Were
genuine discovery.
Sorry, thank you. Genuine discovery as they were filming the documentary. That is all the context. Obviously, Rochelle has come with her response, but we will get into that in a second.
Other things that you haven't mentioned that I think is actually very critical. She said that she was still in talk to the production company up until December 2020. So that's 6 weeks ago.
Candice was, right?
Candice, yeah.
And the conversation started in March, actually.
Yes, last March. So she was speaking with them for 9 months. Other things that I think are really critical to the story before we unpack our thoughts are, how do I say this nicely? She said she found out on social media that Rochelle had the gig.
Of the other one that she wasn't in talks with.
Right. But then also, I found out today on Clubhouse that the documentary has already been filmed. So I don't understand why you would still be in talks with another host up until December 2019, unless they filmed everything in the last 6 weeks. But that was just the two points I wanted to add in terms of context.
Mm-hmm. For that juice. So yeah, I guess based on it, like, how have you guys taken it? What have been the things that you've drawn out from it? Because obviously there's been multiple conversations about colorism that have come from it, but what are your takes?
Can we start with the stats before we give our opinion? So 1 in 4 women, or the mortality rate. I think it was 1 in 5, but now it's gone down to 1 in 4.
According to the Independent on Sunday.
Thank you. Coming through with the facts and figures. Okay. Sources. 1 in 4 women that go through labor. Is it a 1 in 4 mortality rate of Black women? Yes. Or what's the actual...
No, it's not 1 in 4. Sorry, you're 4 times more likely to...
4 times more likely to pass away during labour than your white counterparts. Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead, Cindy. You were going to give your thoughts. I just wanted to add that for clarity.
Okay, on the situation. Okay, so my understanding is there's facts to this, right? I just wanted to clarify whether there were two different production companies and one of them was with somebody. So that's like, for example, Gracie, with your radio station, you guys have got an idea, right? And then with my radio station, we've also got the same idea. And then I go ahead and start that idea. And then you come into it and you say, can you be part of that? But my radio station says, no, you can't be. Are there two separate, is the one that she-
Yeah, so it's two separate production companies,
fine,
but they were both pitching to the same Channel 4.
Okay, fine. So the issue at hand-
Who's been confirmed that it's Channel 4? Look at you with the facts.
Yeah, I don't know if I was supposed to say it. Oh, Dad, keep going.
No, so the facts of the matter is, the reality is, the issue at hand is that these are stories that they're saying that predominantly Black, darker skinned women suffer at the hands of medical services and whatnot. So there's stories that these black darker skinned women and black women are talking about, that every time it comes to being presented, they always find a more palatable source to tell our stories. And I think that is the issue at hand. However, I've said before, and people have said before, so, and some black women and some darker skinned women have also said, at the end of the day, the story, at this point, the story just needs to be told right now. It needs to be said. It's not, I don't think anyone is the gatekeeper of the fact that, I think the fact that this is happening. The issue is obviously the fact that they've picked somebody else in favor of that. And that's where the colorism side of things are. But I'm just going along the side of, I get that being highlighted. I don't think people are saying that don't target Rochelle, it's not her fault and whatever. And then people are saying, well, now she knows. But at the end of the day, she may not have known at the time she took it, but now she does know, obviously passed the baton on to another lady. She can pass it on. It doesn't mean that the radio, the TV station are actually going to still do that documentary with that lady. They still may hold those feelings and thoughts. I just personally think if this is a conversation that needs to be had, let it be had, and interview and speak to everybody that it concerns and whatnot. I understand that, yes, they've put this lady in the forefront of things. And I don't want to take away the fact that, I don't want to say that it's not her story to tell, because I will see it as, yes, she is mixed race, and I'm not putting her into the black category. I mixed race people can identify themselves as mixed race. I don't know what they'd rather do. But at the end of the day, in the eyes of the oppressor, they're never going to be
white.
So I feel like I wouldn't want a situation whereby we're taken away from her experience or their experience as a whole, because we're trying to, I'm just trying
police
to say,
don't what take it means away to be black.
Yeah. Ooh. And that's one thing that I do struggle with at times as well, because I feel like especially when they talk about lighter skinned women, I get that light skinned women have a privilege and whatnot, but I still feel like they're black, they're still black. And whilst they don't go through as it in a hard way as darker skinned people, I feel like we shouldn't, you know, we spoke about how racist can you be. Like, there's racist as the chicken incident, and then there's baiting, like calling racism, like there's scales to it. And I feel like sometimes we shouldn't, I feel like it's being used to divide us again, and we're really showing, well, yeah, it's, I don't know, I just feel like we're taken away from the actual story at hand here whilst dealing with the issue of colorism, which we can still deal with. I'm not saying don't deal with it, but I feel like some of the backhanded comments are just a bit unnecessary, and I feel like we're policing people's how they identify themselves a bit.
I think I agree to a degree where more people will watch a documentary that Rochelle Humes presents, because she has a platform and she has a voice, and she's part of that power couple with Marvin, and she came from the girl group and he came from the boy group, and you know, she has a prime time position on a regular basis. So in as much as the ordinary person might not watch the documentary if it was hosted by a Braithwaite, because she's a face that is known to the British public, I think it's very telling that we never have black women or mixed race women talking on white women topics. So why do we then have people outside of the culture talking about our topics? I think it's, in my, and forgive me for using this term, it's trauma porn. Why do you want to find a mixed race person who doesn't have that same struggle, and you want her to go on this journey of discovery?
Yeah.
It's just, I would prefer a story told from a educational perspective. This is something that I identify with because it's more likely to happen to me, as opposed to this is a story and I'm telling it because I identify as black, and in the process, they're going to trigger me to those black feelings. Like, I just, I feel, and sorry, if I just go to quickly, I feel like Kelechi kind of summarized how I felt. So I'll just quickly go to her posts, and then I'll just hand the baton over to you, Ola. So she said, Rochelle Hume presenting a documentary about the maternal mortality rates of black women in the UK. Leanne Pinnock presenting a documentary about colorism in the UK. There are dots, and I'm going to need you to connect them in 2021. And just for reference, Leanne Pinnock is also mixed race. She said, this is the same Rochelle who was on the Talk documentary with her husband, who was saying he doesn't think they need to talk to their child about racism. If it isn't a conversation you're willing to have in your household, with all disrespect, you should step aside. Furthermore, I totally agree that Rochelle may not have been aware that Candice Braithwaite, who was a national treasure at this point for all she has withstood, was cast aside for her, but sometimes look at the brief for the show and say, maybe this isn't for me. Also, all of you arguing that it's about platform and reach, which is what I did, are telling on yourselves, and you need to suck your mum with expediency. If they were not light skin and specifically biracial, do you think they would have amassed such a following and platform in the first place? Whichever way you slice it, colorism at the core, and maybe this will be the year that you stop lying to yourself that it's anything other than what we are telling you it is. Saving the rest of my thoughts for the podcast, bye. And that again was Kelechi Okafor via her Twitter.
Just quickly on that point, I just feel like we shouldn't, I will always say it, yes, we can say that they may not get it as bad, but we cannot take away their experiences. We don't know what a majority of mixed race people, we just can't take away, we cannot just say because they get it better that they don't experience it in the same manner. Yes, we they shouldn't be the ones to tell the story, but who's to say that black mixed race people don't suffer the same sort of...
So I think the stats show that they don't. But I don't think they have to have it as bad to tell a story. So I'll agree with you on that part. I do think, though, if there are more qualified people for the role, the job should also always go to the most qualified.
Yeah.
And I think in this specific instance, Candice, was more qualified. But hey, what do I know? I'm not in production.
So I guess some things that I would add, as well as the fact that Candice is more qualified just by being a Black woman that has gone through it, she also is a Black woman who has spent her life campaigning for it. So I think it's like when you think about it in terms of who is the most qualified for the job, quite often, especially now that we're talking about positive action strategies, every single organization is looking for a diversity and inclusion lead. And there's definitely lots of people that are sitting there thinking, does that mean that me with my white skin means that I'm less likely to get a job of this? Is this positive discrimination 2.0? There's a lot of people out there that are probably thinking that they're gonna lose the ability to get something because they are white. Now we're finding out in situations where you are still the most qualified, you don't get the role. Like that's one point I want to make. The other point in this is that I personally think, I get what you're saying, Cindy, in terms of like the reach of the conversation. But I also think Gracie's point about trauma porn is completely true. Like at some point in time, the person that is talking about it is just as relevant as the conversation. Like you wanting to go on this investigative documentary so that someone could be like, oh, I never knew, when this person has been doing it. It just speaks to the idea that we're okay with the notion that this isn't something that we should be talking about in a more aggressive manner. The NHS literally said that they were going to put no actions in place for this. So we shouldn't be doing an investigative documentary into how bad it is. We know how bad it is. She's been campaigning about how bad it is. We should be showing their asses about the fact they're not doing this. And Rochelle is not qualified to do that. So what are we really putting on screen? Something that's going to allow white people to understand the trauma that Black people go through, or just the fact that the NHS are failing Black people? Like, what is the conversation we're trying to have here? And by choosing Rochelle, you're choosing a lighter one. You're choosing a more palatable one. And she equally says that she's not as well-versed. Like, what are we even putting that on the screen for? The next thing I would say is that when I originally started this conversation, I said it's not about Rochelle. It's about the fact that the production company made the wrong decision in how they were casting and what they were trying to do this about. Because it isn't like we've said it so often, tell your story and tell it louder. Because they have the means, they've chosen which version of the story they want to tell. It's an insult, right? But for Rochelle to then find out the detail, like Kelechi said, and then decide to still do it, shame.
So I think just to quickly jump in, I think, again, I found out today that the documentary has already been filmed. So I don't know whether she has the power to say, well, I want to pull it, I don't want you guys to air it, if it's already done.
But we don't but want
the stats that we had about mortality that, rates we had in March. So they how many months
have so she should have never filmed it, correct? But now that we're at this place where it's already filmed, and now she knows that Candice was also in the running, what's the real solution there? Okay, is my question.
Okay, no, fair. So I guess, like I said, at the very beginning, I wasn't about like this whole, like everything Kelechi said about Rochelle in that situation, I believe to be true. Like, but then your point is that, what if she didn't know? Okay, fair enough. But her response So this whole situation has been, and I will use this phrase, and I don't really want to, but I don't really know another way, because when she was, the thing that I thought was when she turned her comments off, I was like, to some extent, you're playing the victim. Like that's what you're doing.
You can't,
So this is how I perceived it, and this is how I feel like people might have. And I'm not trying to put this on her and say it was, but I think you have to mirror what circumstances look like, right? So when she when all of this happened, she posted a picture of herself smiling, right? So when Candice then did her reveal and said, oh, by the way, this is the production company have asked me to do this. She then posted a picture of her with a thought bubble, and the image was her smiling. Turned all of her comments off. Like, come on, Cindy. Like, at what point in time is that a reasonable thing to post when everyone is dragging you on Twitter? Do you know what I mean? You're to some extent saying that I don't need to engage in the conversation, and I've turned my comments off, so I shall not. You then decided to post this, and I'll read it out. Also bearing in mind that what she posted was on her Instagram story, not a post. So to some extent saying, I don't really need to address this, but I will do for the ones that think I do. This is what she said. Hey gang, the situation around the documentary playing out online is complex, and I know that my response won't satisfy everyone. That being said, I'm going to speak to the facts and what I know to be true. Firstly, I recognize that I'm contributing to a conversation that many Black women have been centered to fighting for a long time, not naming Candice, just stating, right? When taking on this project, it was necessary to the producers and I that the voice of the people who had been directly affected are centered in the storytelling. Also, not allowing Candice to be part of the conversation, but just contribute a comment, right? That's what Candice told us. It's important to me personally and everyone involved in the documentary that the ongoing issue is brought to the widest possible audience. She didn't spell widest properly. I want to utilize my platform to add further reach and visibility to the ongoing issue with the sole intention of creating broader awareness to affect change. I was offered the role as host last year, didn't state when, to go on an exploratory journey through the lens of the audience to ask the question why. To tackle any issue on a national scale, it involves a community of people pulling together to advocate and rally for change, as ultimately we all share the same goal. This is bigger than me and not about me. I'm just bringing the topic to a wider audience and championing the incredible women that haven't yet had their voices heard. I want to honor the brave people who have opened up and shared their journeys in the hope that collectively we can understand, learn from, and end these needless deaths. She hasn't, like, you literally have only created a statement to a certain type of people. That statement doesn't speak to the outrage that has come from the colorism debate. You haven't spoken on it. You haven't addressed it. And you literally all the way throughout, to some extent, played the I'm bigger than, I don't need to get involved, as though what Candice was doing was wrong. And that's why I don't like this energy, because you've made it seem like I've decided to be bigger than this situation as opposed to address it. Because Candice didn't do anything wrong. She told us the facts, and she actually told us the facts because someone asked her to. She didn't have to share it with us. Do you get what I mean? The newspaper's already done their job. She hasn't added anything to a newspaper article. Who are you speaking to? What have you said?
I think she's absolved herself of responsibility at every stage, which is what I don't like. And I think she kind of echoed what you said, Cindy, like, it's bigger than us, the cause is bigger than us, but intrinsic to that cause is the person telling the story. And what's that African saying? Something like, I think you put it on your story or maybe on your page recently.
Oh, Anna. I did, very recently, thank you. And I'll even
please, yeah, tell us what it is.
Until the lion here learns to write, everyone's story will glorify the hunter. In this situation, they gave the baton to the wrong person. And so now our story will be told by someone that actually wants to investigate whether or not it's that bad, or rather than just talk about their experiences and how we know it to be fact.
Because I think the point you started with is what conversation are we trying to have? Is it just to shine the light on the mortality rate? Well, we know it. And I think it's unfortunate for me to think that we've come to a place where mixed race people are the catch-all So TV think, oh, well, they're white enough for the white audience, they're black enough for the black audience, without looking at the actual semantics of the story you're trying to tell and the importance of who the face of that story is. Cindy looks over it. She's done. She looked bored as hell. I just, you're not going to agree with us, but I don't know. I just feel.
Yeah. I just feel a way about just taking away somebody's experience, because I was reading through some of the comments, and I think I did screenshot one of the comments that I felt from, that I saw from, I can't remember if she's mixed race or light skinned, but she just said, okay, she must be black. So she might just be lightning. She said, coming from a black woman who's been through the shit with the NHS, we need to stick together. This isn't it. Regardless of whoever is speaking on the topic, it's shedding a light on the situation. Isn't that the important message here? I hate it. Okay, whether you're black or mixed race or still black, in the oppressor's eyes, they're still going to treat you like shit. At the end of the day, whether you're light skin or dark skin, we all face discrimination, which is true. Being darker, yes, we get it worse. But nevertheless, we are all in this together. It's a sad reality that the industry is set up this way. But I don't think that this is the road that we should take, particularly on this subject, that we should take. We should take it upon the directors and producers who did this, because it's quite cutthroat. And we know the industry can be quite cutthroat anyway, but it's quite cutthroat and just paints a really bad picture. And now we're even more divided than we needed to be.
But I think, and I agree with the point in terms of the fact that, because it's sort of like the conversation we had about Afrobeats, right? That we came to come and air our dirty laundry because we've now started talking about the fact that Abrante has copyrighted Afrobeats UK, right? And now who's going to go and do that in America? Who's going to do that in XYZ? We've given people the ability, right? I understand it, but I think what, and I started in the conversation of the fact that the production company are to blame. What I do not like is that in a situation where colorism is the reason, like everyone should be calling it out. Do you know what I mean? If we all really are in this together, Rochelle should have said something about the blatant colorism that is the reason why she was casted for that role. Like, because at some point in time, we need to remember that if dark-skinned women are the ones that sit at the end of this fight, everyone needs to be in it for everyone. Like, we can't clap for the fact that we've made it halfway, hoping that our story will come next week. Like, everyone, we need to acknowledge it all. Like, I don't think that there's one way to, I don't think the road to success is to allow people to realize that we've got a black person on screen, therefore we've conquered, or the story's being told, therefore we've conquered. Actually, no, we still need to address the fact that this person you put on screen is because of this.
Yeah, some of the arguments I saw was, well, Rochelle, so in response to Kelechi's comment, some people were saying, well, Rochelle hasn't gotten to where she was just because she's biracial, just because she's mixed race, just because she's light-skinned, just because of whatever. And I 100% disagree, because and this is not an indictment on her. I'll put that as a disclaimer, but there are more talented people, more educated people, more whatever people, and that's with everyone, right? But we find that mediocre often sells when you are of a beige tone, because why the heck not? It's more palatable. And for that, for us, and we've said that phrase quite a bit in this conversation, it's more palatable. The only way for darker shades to become more palatable is if we have more darker shades telling a variety of stories. We're not a monolith. We have done the slavery story to death. We've done the gang story to death. Let's talk about other stuff that affect us, like this. And it can only become more normal if more of us are doing it. I don't think it's enough for her to identify as black. I think the full circle story is for a black person to tell their own story. Yeah. And that's where I drop the mic.
But then they say a black person, but not a light-skinned black person.
And I'll be careful here. Would I have as much umbrage with a light-skinned black person telling the story than a dark-skinned black person? Possibly. However, my issue at the moment is that it's a mixed race person, because I also know that the darker you are, the more discrimination you face. So I guess it would take a black body to do more investigation, to see if the mortality rates are different based on how dark you are. And I don't even know if that really helps the cause, because if we're dying, we're still dying. Mm. But I would 100% be more comfortable if it was a light-skinned black person than a biracial, because it's still our story that we should be telling. If we go back to what did we say about the lion and the hunter, like, in this case, she's not the hunter because she, even though she grew up with her white family, could identify as Black. I can't talk to what she identifies as. But it's, to me, it's just a disservice to the full scale narrative that it's not one of us speaking on an issue for us. Because I'll go back to the first point, when they're doing documentaries on biracial issues, on white issues, they would never have anyone but that person as the face of the story. Why does it have to be different for us?
The BBC are letting white people use the N-word. Like, let's really deep it. Do you know what I mean? They're not, and I can't remember the name of the, like the really renowned BBC presenter, the black really now renowned BBC presenter.
Trevor. But
Trevor? No. Okay. We will put his name in the comments. But he did say that when he was doing a story, he was told he wasn't allowed to use the word. He spoke out and he said that I've been told I can't use the word. Do you know what I mean?
Because they're side man.
No, it wasn't. He's an actual presenter. So it's like, this is, we have to understand.
She said an actual presenter. That was short.
I can't.
But I think we have to acknowledge what the privileges are, and we have to acknowledge the difference.
And we're not grateful for you telling our story. We're not. I think that's the undercurrent that no one said. It's at least somebody's telling our story. Yeah. I'm not grateful for you telling us. Let it be told the right way.
There are some Black women that are like, we don't all think the same based because we've all been through different. The reality is we've all been through different spirits. Some Black women feel very passionate about this situation right now. Others are just like, as long as the story's being told, you know what I mean? It depends on what you've been through and how you want to manage it. Like, it's not a straight cut. Not all Black people are angry at the fact that Rochelle's telling this.
Oh, and I'm not angry. I'm just saying I don't ever want us to come from the perspective. And again, you said other people feel differently. Some people are grateful, just grateful that the story is being told. But once the story is told, like Ola said, then what? To me, the conversation can continue with somebody like Candace, who has already done the research, who's already been working in that space, and can use a documentary like this to leverage the effort she's doing. Once Rochelle walks away from airing this documentary, what then? She goes back to her influencer lifestyle.
Yeah. And I just also think it's a little bit insulting that we're still having this conversation after the conversation we had about the talk. Everyone said when we watched that show on Channel 4, because equally I didn't know that it was the same. It was on Channel 4, right? The talk was on Channel 4.
Mm-hmm. What's the talk? Sorry.
The talk was a show that was talking about the conversation that Black parents have to have with their kids about racism.
Right, and when they need to have it. So yeah, and I heard everyone
on that.
Mad.
Literally, the only person on that show that was Black. The only person that was on that was Black on that show, full Black, was Tiny Temple.
Gillian Joseph was on that show as well.
Oh, right, no.
The Sky News broadcaster, yeah.
Yes,
sorry,
yes, you're right, yes. And married to a Nigerian man, actually.
She's Nigerian as well, yeah. Joseph as her last name. There was a couple Black people, to be fair. Tiny Temper. There was a rugby player, some kind of athlete, Black athlete, who was tall and fine as hell, just young.
Yes. Okay, reminding me, apologies, yes. I completely got that wrong. But in terms of one of the main things that was said about that show was that maybe it wasn't the talk, maybe there was another show. There was another show that everyone was talking about, saying that why is everyone that's talking about this mixed race?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. Or maybe I'm thinking of a different documentary, but if it's the Tiny Temper one, he was definitely sat with his dad. And I was like, rah, your dad has an accent. Like, I did not expect it.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, go ahead.
But essentially, I guess that point aside, because it's null and void, because I got it wrong in terms of the stats. I think what I'm trying to say is that what we need to be very mindful of is that we do know that the media are trying to make things palatable. Everyone needs to be mindful of their privilege and where it lands. But I just don't think we should be having a conversation, a half conversation about progress as opposed to the end goal. Because what you're inevitably saying is that someone should wait for their chance when their chance literally should be now. She's qualified. She was snubbed. So it's the same conversation we were having about Michaela Cole not getting the Golden Globe.
The Golden Globe, mom.
Do you know what I mean? At some point in time, we need to be having these conversations about the facts. The facts are someone is like, we're going to put something on the TV that will be more palatable to the British people rather than challenge the fact that we need to stop being tolerant of differences and accommodate them. Then, just like Gracie's point, we will stop expecting Black women to only turn up on the TV when they're talking about their son being shot or stabbed or that he made it in the music industry. We need to change narrative, and it starts.
Or as a footballer.
Yeah, starts with passing the mic, in my opinion.
With that said, we have definitely been speaking for about 2 hours.
Oh God.
So closing comments.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you for tuning in to this episode. We've been talking about Rochelle Humes, Candice Braithwaite, colorism, and the production company. Let us know your thoughts. Let us know if you feel as though we are in a situation where we need to pass the mic. Is colorism real? We hope you think it is. And also, are we now at the stage where we should just be grateful that the conversation is happening? You can listen to this on all major streaming platforms, so that is Spotify, Apple Music, Google us, Google me baby. We are
Google me baby.
Google me baby. And you can inevitably watch us on YouTube as well. Thank you. I've been Ola Wayo.
I've been Cindy Temi.
_Gracie May.
And we are Throw Beats Podcast.
Podcast.
See you next week.